and welcome to the 50th episode of Dak and Rick's Pod. I'm Dak.
And I'm Rick.
And this is the Fox Sun Podcast where we talk about all things sports.
Yeah, we love going to the Miami Heat, the Dolphins, University of Miami football, the Miami Open, the NBA All-Star Game, and WWE events.
And on this special 50th episode of Dak and Rick's Pod, we're going to be talking about how the Finns splashed into free agency. So, let's jump right into it. So, first off, Miami had to do some housekeeping in-house. First off, let's go with some of the signings. They re-signed linebacker Vince Beagle. They re-signed wide receiver Matt Collins. They re-signed linebacker Landon Roberts. Welcome back to those three. And now, let's talk about one departure that we had, which was a cut of Kyle Van Noy.
Kyle Van Noy, yes, we're going to miss him. This will save the Dolphins about $9.775 million in space. And he would later this week end up signing with the New England Patriots.
By the way, not this week. We were supposed to do this podcast 2 weeks ago free agency, right. But it was just a little mess up. We had a couple things ahead of it, so it all ended up falling back. So just so you know, if we mention anything this week or anything like that, just so you know, it was really 2 weeks ago when free agency happened.
Sorry about that. And, you know, his contract's going to be for $13.2 million over a two-year period.
Worth up to $13.2 million. So it depends on incentives and stuff like that. All these contracts are pretty much worth up to, as the players can be incentivized by playing more games, by playing a certain percentage of games, playing a certain amount of snaps. Stuff like that all matters in the contract. So if we just say a number, just always know it's probably not the full number that they will receive depending on how much they play.
Exactly.
Now talking about some trades, because Miami was active in the trade market as they were active last week, as they were active 2 days ago, as we spoke about with the 49ers and the Eagles. Now they were active a little bit before that with trading some big-name players. Tell me about them.
Well, they traded defensive end Shaq Lawson, and a 2021 sixth-round pick went to the Texans. And in return, the Dolphins get 2018 Pro Bowl linebacker Benardrick McKinney and a 2021 seventh-round pick.
So a quick little backstory on McKinney. McKinney was injured for the majority of the 2020 season with a shoulder injury. But in his career, he's been a very productive player as he's had 500 total career tackles and 11.5 sacks. Now let's move on to the second trade the Dolphins did, which was with the Tennessee Titans, where the Titans received a 2021 seventh-round pick for the Dolphins' 2022 second-round pick and the 2020 first-round draft pick of the Titans, which was Isaiah Wilson. Wilson was unfortunately cut on the 20th due to continual issues with his attendance to practice, and eventually he got arrested by the cops. No one really knows what happens with Wilson. It was the hope that Miami had a connection through Brian Flores. They went to the same high school, I believe. Not at the same time, of course, but they went to the same high school, so it was that connection. They tried. Miami sent out a flyer. They hope if it worked out great, the Miami Dolphins would have looked like bandits. And at the end of the day, you don't always win in every single trade.
Right. And let's talk about the signings.
Yes. So outside of the house, we signed, before free agency started, punter Michael Pilardi. I couldn't find much about the contract details. That's to replace punter Matt Hawk, who left to Buffalo. So a good signing. He's a good punter. I don't know what much to say about punters. Nobody really tends to care too much. I always cared about Matt Hawk. It's sad that we had to let him go. But Michael Pilardi, welcome to the team. Now let's start with the free agency signings.
Well, we have the fullback and tight end, Seathan Carter. He's signed to a three-year deal worth up to $8.25 million.
The next signing was a backup quarterback, as unfortunately Ryan Fitzpatrick went to the Washington football team. So now the Dolphins signed quarterback Jacoby Brissett to a one-year deal that could be worth up to $7.5 million.
And former Los Angeles Rams running back Malcolm Brown to a two-year $3.3 million deal. And former Detroit Lions cornerback Justin Coleman to a one-year deal that could be worth up to, remember, it's up to $2.75 million.
Next up, they signed former Ravens center Matt Skura, to a one-year deal worth $2.1 million, which was a very cheap deal as the Dolphins were trying to sign back their former center, which was, I can't remember off the top of my head, but he went to New England. He went back to New England after the Dolphins signed him. So the Dolphins got a good deal out of Matt Skura.
And then former New England Patriots offensive tackle Adam Butler signed to a two-year deal worth up to $9.5 million.
Now the Dolphins addressed their big need at wide receiver, signing both former Buffalo Bills wide receiver Robert Foster to a one-year deal and former Houston Texans wide receiver Will Fuller to a one-year $10 million deal.
They also signed former Texans linebacker Brennan Scarlett and former Eagles linebacker Duke Riley.
So I want to take a second. All of the signings, a majority of them have been just like filling in needs like, oh, we needed a center, let's go get Matt Skura. We needed a backup quarterback, let's go get Jacoby Brissett. But the one that the Dolphins desperately needed to address, and they finally did it, was wide receiver Will Fuller. He will be out for the first game of the season as he's serving a suspension after supposedly, this is all alleged, I think, taking a drug that his doctor prescribed to him, but that is not on the NFL's approved substances list. So they thought it was like some performance enhancing drug. So it was a miscommunication between the league and him. So that's all it is. It's nothing too big. Nothing to be worried about, Dolphins fans. He seems to be healthy. He seems to be ready to go. He's already connecting with Tua to talk about throwing with him and to build that connection, and we'll have him by week 2.
We're excited to see that because that's what Tua's been asking for. That's what Tua's been needing. A big play
wide receiver is what we've been needing, basically.
Right, basically, and I think we got him with him, so let's see what happens.
Yes, and he's one of the best out there that for the money. I think the Dolphins got the best deal in a wide receiver. The Dolphins are also going to be able to draft a wide receiver at number 6. Which is going to be very, very important to the development. Having a guy like Will Fuller, a veteran who has played with a great quarterback like Deshaun Watson most of his career, is also going to be important to Tua's development because he will know where the great ones need him to be. And I think Will Fuller, great signing by Chris Greer and the Dolphins. Hopefully he seems ready to play for Miami. He seems ready to showcase to the league and to Miami why you need to pay him big time. And next year, when this time comes around again, hopefully he performs great and we pay him big time. He continues to perform great. That's what I'm hoping for.
Right, and he's going to help, you know, get Tua's confidence level up. Tua's a confident player. Otherwise, you wouldn't become the NFL quarterback. You wouldn't become the franchise quarterback of an NFL team. But the reality is, once you're there, once you're on the field, you need really the support. And you need to make sure that when you throw that ball, you have someone at the other end to catch it. And you have someone with stature, someone that's known, someone that has a track record. And I think that this will help develop, absolutely develop Tua.
At the end of the day, for Miami, Tua's development is the most important thing, as now Miami is ready to go and get him a great wide receiving core. They got him a great, they're working on getting him a great receiving core. They got him an okay, pretty decent offensive line that I think he'll be able to work with. Hopefully they'll get him a running back somewhere in that 18 to 36 with one of those two picks. And at the end of the day, Tua, this is your franchise now. The Dolphins have fully committed to you. Now go work us some magic. But I think that's about it. Do you have anything else to say?
Go Fins!
And thank you so much for listening to this episode of Dak and Rick's Pod. If you can, be sure to rate us 5 stars on every podcasting platform. If you can, follow us at Dak and Rick's Pod on Instagram. Be sure to follow at Dak25 underscore my personal account on Instagram, Twitter, and also on TikTok. Also, be sure to check out, we're going to be doing an Instagram-only mock draft for the Dolphins. That's going to be our first one, mock draft 1.0 of Dak and Rick's Pod. So be sure to check it out over there. It'll be there hopefully within a day or two. We're going to be doing that, so be sure to check that out. I don't think there's much else to say, so I think we're going to say goodbye, and we'll see you in the next one.